Good morning. Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Kim. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I assist you today?
Yes, I tried to make my claim last night and I couldn't go through.
Let me see how I can assist you with that. Give me one moment. You're trying to file an unemployment claim, you're saying?
Yes, your weekly claim.
Oh, the weekly claim. Give me one second. May I have your full social, please, sir?
423-98-1913.
Hold on. 428, go ahead.
No, 423.
Oh, 423.
981913.
Sorry about that, fat finger. Mm-hmm. Okay. May I have your first and your last name, please?
First name, Marcus Jones.
And your date of birth?
11/24/1970.
And your driver's license number? Just asking for security and verification purposes.
665-5588.
And
Alabama.
Your mother? Oh, thank you for that. And your mother's maiden name?
Ella May.
Okay, thank you for that. Okay, give me one moment. Okay, so you filed your unemployment claim on February 12, 2022, so you just need to file your weekly certification.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, hold on. Yeah. Wait, hold on. You did it on the 12th. Today is the 14th. Hold on. Let me get a calendar. Give me 2 seconds. One moment. You're supposed to do it on that following Sunday.
Well, yeah. I told the lady, do I have to file this coming Sunday? She said, yes.
No, because you did yours on the 12th.
Uh-huh.
Sunday is the 13th. Let me see. I'm just going to go in here and see if you can. Let me see. Because you did it on the, you did your unemployment claim on the 12th, which
mm-hmm.
you're not supposed to. I'm supposed to do it on that immediate Sunday. I'm going to see. You know, you called. I'm going to see. Give me one moment of your time. See if I can do this for you.
All right.
Apparently, I can. Okay. Did you work for pay any time last week? Yes or no?
No.
And did you or will you receive any holiday pay? Yes or no?
No.
Did you or will you receive any vacation pay? Yes or no?
No.
Did you or will you receive any sick pay? Yes or no?
No.
Compensation for on-the-job injury? Yes or no?
No.
Pension, become eligible for a pension or pension amount change? Yes or no?
No.
Were you physically able to work and available for work? Yes or no?
Yes.
Were you seeking full-time work as instructed by the claims office? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. And did you begin attending a school or training program? Yes or no?
Let's see. Yeah. Really, I'm going to say no because I suppose I'm going to be trying to get my bus license. I'm just trying to find someone that go. I don't have the money. They ask for money to be trained.
Oh,
and I don't have the money to be trained for some hours. So they charging me to between $75 and $150 for Well, $75 for 30 minutes, $150 for an hour. You know, okay. I don't have the money, so
you didn't start it yet. Then you're about to, but because of funding, or lack of funds, you didn't.
So,
okay, that's fine. So it's no. Were you self-employed? Yes or no?
Yes.
Other than the job previously reported on your claim for unemployment, did you quit a job or were you discharged from a job during the week ending February 12, 2022? Yes or no?
No.
Did you refuse an offer of work or referral to a job? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, so all you need to do is file your weekly certification Monday, this Monday coming up, which is the 20th.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So why can't file on a Sunday?
You just did. I mean, today is Monday. I don't know why you couldn't file it on yesterday. But you're able to do it today. Yeah.
But I'm calling in to you. I still got to call in the system.
Yes, because it's a weekly certification until you find a full-time job. And if you don't continue to follow your weekly certifications, you're just going to have a break in your claim, and you're going to have to start the whole process all over again about filing an unemployment claim.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Say it again, because I don't understand what you. What
okay,
you're
so
me.
A weekly certification, right?
Uh-huh.
For ADOL, you have to do a weekly certification every Sunday.
Oh, right? You only do that one time.
On Sunday, so you did one this Sunday, right?
Okay.
So you'll have to do one next Sunday. It's every Sunday. It's a weekly certification. Weekly.
Okay.
So
you don't
every.
Do it.
Go ahead.
You don't do it every day. It's just one.
No,
time.
No, no. One time. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't
okay.
do it every day.
Oh,
it's a weekly certification.
Okay. So when I did it Sunday, why didn't get through it? Asking for a PIN number. I said, I don't know about no PIN number.
So I can give you your PIN number. Give me one moment.
Okay.
Yeah, give me one moment. It's going to be the last two digits of your social security number first.
The last two? Okay.
Digits of your social number first, and then the last two digits of your birth year.
Last two digits of my birthday. So that'd be 1370.
Yeah, your first two digits of your social security number first.
Oh, the first two digits.
Of your social security number first,
okay.
Then the last two digits of your birth year.
Okay. Okay. Oh, why didn't you tell me that?
Yeah, you're welcome. My pleasure. And so all you need to do is follow your weekly certification next Sunday coming up, which is the 20th. You do them until you find a full-time job. Once you find a full-time job, you don't need to follow weekly certification anymore because it's for people who work part-time or not at all.
Okay.
And you can do it online. Excuse me. You can do it online or you can call us at 1-800-752-7389. Hey, Ms. Rebecca.
So the thing is, when you file, I don't know how to file online because I tried to do that.
You can always give us a call, and one of our escalation agents can assist you. I was able to do it because I am an escalation agent. So instead of transferring you, I just went ahead and assisted you with it.
But what? Why? I'm trying to learn how to do it myself. So
you just do it online. Yeah. You can just go. You go on www.labor.alabama.gov.
Uh huh.
Yeah. You won't be able to do it today, though. You'll have to do it on Sunday.
Yeah.
Because it's not going to allow you to go in there.
But I'm trying to find out how you get.
Yeah, that's what I'm telling you. Yeah, you go to www.
Okay, I got that part.
Labor.alabama.gov. And then once you're in there, you put in your full social and then your four-digit PIN that I just gave you.
Oh, that's your login number?
And you just go from them. Yes, sir. That's your login information.
Yeah, she just told me log because I go in there. I don't know where to go.
Oh, okay. Yes, that's what I was saying. Yes, sir.
Okay. Oh, okay. All right.
Okay.
All right. So when it says ID, sometimes it's, I think I seen one that says something about ID. Put in your PIN number.
Yeah, that's your login information, your PIN that I just going to be your full social, and then your 4-digit PIN that I just gave you.
Okay. All right.
All right.
All right, thank you.
You're very welcome. Don't forget to follow your weekly certification next Sunday, Sunday okay. coming up, which is the 20th. And thank you again for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. You enjoy your day.
All right, same to you. Thank you.
All right, thank you. My pleasure.
Thank you.